Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, October 14th, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Steve, Bob, and Chris. And we also have Bridget joining us. Welcome, everyone.
Yay, welcome, Bridget.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Bridget is another Pixie Vacations travel agent, and she just got back from her Walt Disney World vacation. And she's going to do a trip report, especially focusing on the food and wine. And so this episode is essentially going to cover, it's food and wine part two. On our previous podcast, we covered, see if I can remember these. We have Mexico, we had Hawaii, a little bit of Germany, Canada, Poland, and the dessert and champagne booth. So we're going to add a few more reviews from Bridget, and let's get going. Bridget, what do you think was the best booth that you went to?
You know what? I really loved Ireland. My husband and I both, we tried to get, you know, different things at each booth. You know, I would get one, he'd get the other, and we, you know, taste each other's, you know, meal or
if
things.
If possible.
Yeah, exactly. But I loved the fisherman's pie. That was my favorite. I mean, the lobster in it, like they had huge pieces of lobster, and it was a good portion. So that was kind of my favorite dish. We did France too, and I love escargot, and I tried the escargot there, and I wasn't like totally impressed with it. I don't know if anybody else tried anything from there.
We were full by the time we got around to France.
And we started at Canada and went around that way. And by the time we got to like Mexico, I couldn't even eat another bite. It was ridiculous. I think Ireland was my favorite, and I was kind of surprised because I've been to Ireland, and food isn't always that great. So I was pleasantly surprised. What else did I like there?
Well, in France, did you do the coq au vin?
My husband did.
What were your thoughts?
He didn't really like it, and I tasted it. I wasn't really wild about it either.
Yeah,
what did you guys
think? I haven't tried it yet, but I've seen pictures of it online, and it doesn't look appetizing. It almost looked like wet dog food, to be honest.
Yum!
You know what it tasted like? It tasted like almost like a chicken marsala or like a beef burgundy or something. Like it just didn't taste like, you know, it didn't have like a distinctive flavor. It just tasted like something I could make at home. You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't really know, because I've never had it before. I don't know what it's supposed to taste like.
Right.
The other thing is, though, it's served over like white macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, like cheese, that wasn't that great.
Which doesn't, yeah, it doesn't sound like it would complement one another.
Right.
Is that standard?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm also disturbed by the fact that coq au vin is actually rooster. And I don't know why I can't get over that.
Is it really?
I didn't even know
it
that.
It is. Yes, it is rooster. They
I
just cook it down
it
quite a bit to make it tender and edible. So, but yeah, it totally looks like dog food.
Look at Bob go.
Yeah, we weren't impressed with it at all.
Good enough.
Skip it.
I'll go for the dessert in France.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because that was the thing. It's like there was so much that I wanted to try. But, I mean, you really could do that in, like, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Well, France is usually reliable. I mean, year after year. So that's kind of disappointing that their choices were only so-so this year.
Yeah. I mean, the escargot, it was good. I mean, I can't say – when I go to a restaurant and if I order it, like, we have a restaurant out by us. It has – it's like an appetizer of escargot that's similarly, like, it's in that brioche, like a puff pastry type of – presentation, and it's so good, like melts in your mouth. And this was not, but I mean, then they're feeding the masses as well too, you know, they have a ton of people there.
Yeah, that's what I wonder, because sometimes you go up and they've got like 20 of them just sitting there, and they're just like going through them, and they're sitting in those trays. So I wonder if they're just waiting to, they're just mass producing and they're sitting out too long.
Right. And they're wheeling them out in those huge carts too.
Yeah.
I kept seeing them bring these carts out like from I don't even know where, but, you know, it was okay. I mean, I liked Ireland. I liked Canada, but I know you guys talked about that last week. I love the cheddar cheese soup, and my husband got the chicken sausage. That was really good.
I like that too.
Yeah.
About that.
What else didn't you guys talk about? We did the hops and barley booth in Japan. But we got sushi at the Japan booth, and it was good. But I have to say, I like the sushi at California Grill better.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are just places you can get sushi, you know, at the resorts, you know, elsewhere. So why would you get it there? You know, I almost wish they would do something more original.
Is it like your standard? Is it like your standard yellowtail tuna
California roll?
Yeah,
the California roll. I got the California roll. My husband got the spicy tuna. They had a tuna and salmon, and then a tuna and salmon sensation, which I don't know if that was a sushi roll. I don't know what exactly it was, but we just went. We went for the sushi. We went with what we knew, and I mean, it was good. It was good, but you know, it's hard to eat sushi too when there's nowhere to sit. You know, you have. Like your soy sauce and your wasabi and it was a little difficult to manage.
You're looking
everything.
For a garbage can to put stuff on to use as your table. Yeah,
that's what I was almost tempted. I'm like, that's just disgusting.
I honestly don't get that.
Well, I honestly don't get why they don't have enough tables.
Well, that too. Of course, you're gonna go to that extent, but why do people do that?
Do what?
Put their food on a garbage can.
Because there's
that
nowhere,
is kind of disgusting.
Because there's nowhere
because there's
else
no
to go.
Place else to go. Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, all right, where can I put this? And then because your
I
hands
would keep
are full.
Looking, or
there's
I would
nowhere.
Sit down on the ground. I would sooner sit on the ground than put my stuff on a garbage can.
I totally managed just fine without putting any of my food on a garbage can.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, Steve.
Yay, us.
Hmm.
Well, the moment you sit down on the ground in the middle of the walkway, you know, people are going to think you're a Brazilian tourist.
Well, we didn't say in the walkway. But just, sorry. You know, pull to the side and...
Just had to get that in there. Another booth getting a lot of attention is the Caribbean.
Yeah, I by that time I was too full, but my husband partook in the frozen rock coconut mojito.
Oh,
ooh,
right, yes,
right up my
very
alley.
Popular, yeah.
Yeah, and he enjoyed it very much, so.
Well,
that was,
I, yeah,
that was
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Now, wait, what was it? How, what was in that?
It well, the mojito is has what it's rum, lime,
yeah.
Lime juice, and then I guess they had like
the
I think
mint
it was like a
spread.
Coconut. I want to say like a coconut rum, maybe. So I think that's what was in it, but he said it was quite good. So.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing, too, is that you know most mojitos are very heavy on mint, which I don't care for, but they said you can barely taste the mint in this. You know, you get the other flavors, which is
right.
Nicer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So so we didn't – I really wanted to try the jerk chicken with the mango salsa because I love that kind of stuff. I love mangoes.
Yeah, and the portion size is really good. I mean, it's like an entire drumstick, is it? I don't know. I'm bad with parts of chickens, I guess. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a drumstick.
Because there are so many.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a leg?
Yeah, maybe it's a leg. I don't know. I don't hang out with chickens.
Good Lord.
You know, I'm not a farmer. You know, what do you want? You know, you should, you know, I thought you were impressed over the whole, you know, Coco Vaughn thing, so just keep remembering that.
We were.
Yeah, so we'll just keep that in mind.
Where do the chicken nuggets come from?
You don't
want
to know.
Yeah, as far as the nugget, yeah. but no, I heard that was good. But I heard the ropo veja was actually the shredded pork actually much better. That the chicken kind of tasted just like chicken, and the mango salsa wasn't enough to add to it. But the veja was the way to go with that booth. But yeah, that one's getting a lot of attention. Belgium. Belgium's a favorite. What do you think of Belgium?
You know, we didn't go to Belgium.
Yeah, I haven't been back this year, but yeah, you missed out. Great, great mussels there. A nice waffle with berry compote as well. Plus, if you like, they have Godiva chocolate iced coffee. Like
now you speak my language.
Yeah, so that's really nice on a hot day. So yeah, Belgium has it all. And you wouldn't think of Belgium as a place to get mussels, Like, you know, when I think of seafood, I don't think of Belgium. I thought Belgium was landlocked, but I guess not. I don't know.
I guess you would. How many mussels would you get?
You get like
three.
No, you get more than that. I'd say you probably get like. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the portion sizes here, but you got like six or seven last year, and it came with like a little piece of toasted bread. And it's got that nice sauce. I mean, if you've ever gotten like the mussel dish at Carrabba's, and it's got that those nice juicy sauce.
Buttery, garlicky.
Yeah, buttery, garlic. Yeah, so you get that to sop it up with the bread. It's really, really nice.
Oh, points for that.
Mm-hmm. We did Australia.
Oh, what do they have in Australia?
Shrimp on the Barbie with pepper berry citrus glaze, which was pretty good, but I heard, and we didn't try it, and I wanted to go back and get it, and we never did, was the grilled lamb chop with potato, goat cheese salad, and Shiraz reduction, because I heard it was out of this world.
Ooh, that does sound good.
Yeah. Anything with, like, a red wine reduction is always number one in my books. So that was on our list for Sunday, but the rain kind of got in the way. But we did the hops and barley with the lobster crab, the lobster claw cuddler, and the Maine lobster roll, which I have to say, I was really surprised about the portions. I thought their portions were really like pretty generous, and I really didn't think the prices were out of control either. Only because we have a similar, it's obviously not Disney scale, but we have a similar festival up by us. It's called the Restaurant Festival, and that restaurants from all over the Philadelphia area come out. And you could, we spend a lot of money. I mean, it's like $9 for a crab cake sandwich. And then you go to another booth and spend, probably about the same amount. And I kind of was surprised, like with that, like the fisherman's pie, it was a good portion. For I think it was maybe $5, $5.50, something like that. So, that kind of surprised me, I have to say. My husband and I were pretty pleased to see that. And I've a lot of, like, we were on the dining plan, so a lot of the snacks covered pretty much everything.
I think some of the booths are hit and miss.
Yeah.
As far as size. I mean, you have some that are very generous with their portions. And then others, like, I thought Mexico, while the food was very good, the taco for, I think it was $5.50, mm-hmm. was slightly overpriced.
Okay, here's your question of the evening. Would you rather pay a little bit more to get a better portion size, or are you happy with the way it is now? Because the prices, I think, are pretty high for what you get, but then... Would you be happier if you actually got a little bit more if you had to pay more?
I don't want to get more because I want to be able to try more things. I'd rather pay less.
And get less?
I'd rather get the same amount and pay like maybe 20% less.
That's
that not an option?
No.
Because the portion sizes to me are perfect because then you don't, you can try a lot of different things. But the prices are just, they're about, 20% too high. Maybe 25%.
Actually, Chris, this may never happen
again.
Actually,
no, because you agreed with me last week.
Yeah.
So,
well, twice in 2 weeks. Amazing. I agree with you that I don't necessarily want bigger portions because I want the ability to walk all the way around World Showcase and try as many things as possible. And you really can't do it in one day.
Right. I agree with that.
But, yeah, I do think some of the prices are... maybe 20% or so higher than where they should be.
Yeah. I mean, and I agree. There's some things were probably a little higher than, they probably, what your portion was, like the sushi. You didn't get a whole lot for what you were given. But, my husband and I were talking afterwards, and we kind of thought it would be nice to be able to do like almost like a prepaid type of like where you get like almost like a bracelet, like the parties, like the Halloween party and the Christmas party, and can go around and try everything and maybe like have it span across, by a certain number of days I don't know how they'd work it.
Like a punch card or something.
Right.
Oh, okay. Something like you could pay it at home before you go or something, because they have those little cards that you can load up while you're there, but you're thinking of something that just gives you like an all-access pass, basically.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Are you talking all-access, or are you talking like one visit per country? Or per booth, I should say.
I would say I would say all
maybe
access.
Two. Yeah, I think all access, because there's sometimes,
you know,
two or three things.
Kinda, it would just be nice to be able to kind of like walk around as you please and just be able to, you know, instead of like, because we were going like back and forth with like, you know, paying cash for things. So I know they have the gift cards you can buy,
yeah.
Or, you know, doing our snacks with our meal plan. So, you know, we were doing different kind of back and forth, different things like that. So it'd be nice to be able to just kind of walk around and
then you could double up on certain things
at your leisure.
I think going back to our earlier question about, you know, portion size and pricing, I ended up at the cheese booth. I think it was the cheese booth. I got the cheese fondue, and you get a little cup of it, which is fine, but then you get one little slice of bread. And I think the amount of cheese that we got was great, but if they could have at least given two pieces of bread, that would have made a lot of difference, because you're left with a lot of cheese. I put as much cheese as I could on every single bite and still had, you know, half a cup of cheese, more than half a cup.
Yeah,
when I was done.
It just gets wasted. Sure.
It does. And so to be able to provide that second piece of bread, it really would have made a big difference. I was tempted to just go buy a pretzel or something just to use this up.
Bridget, I was wondering, did you get a chance to see anything else over at Food and Wine? Any of the special activities or special guests?
So, yeah. So, we did, we went to the Welcome Center, kind of walked around a little bit, you know, looked, they had, you know, all that shopping there. They have, I was kind of surprised because I know that a lot of the special events were, you know, you had to pay for them. They were, you know, there was Cake Boss was there when we were there. There were a few other things from HGTV and all the, like, I guess the demonstration areas where they were having the events were open. So we didn't have tickets to see Cake Boss, but when we went in, he was talking. And basically you have tickets to sit at a table and, you know, they were bringing champagne to people, cupcakes that he had made, a bunch of other desserts were out that he, I guess, was demoing and, you know, just kind of doing what a food guy would do at an event like that. And it was just really interesting because there were a ton of people just standing on the outside listening to him. So, you know, you didn't get to taste anything that, you know, he had cooked and you didn't get to you know, partake in the champagne, but you did have the opportunity to listen to him. And that was pretty cool because, he's, you know, he's obviously from, you know, Jersey. So I'm not a Jersey girl, but I'm a Philadelphia girl. So, you know, they kind of go hand in hand.
He's on TLC. He's got the show, The Cake Boss.
You're close enough to being a Jersey girl.
What's that?
You're close enough to being a Jersey girl.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, but it was really neat. He was really interesting, and I like to cook and I like to bake, so it was fun to, you know, we only got to catch the tail end of his presentation, but, you know, he just kind of gave, like, little tips on, you know, cooking and how to make your cupcakes and what makes them fluffy and why do you use cake flour instead of all-purpose flour, and it was really, really cool. So, the next time we go, you know, I'd love to get into one of those events. I know there's another one that's going from Food Network. It's the end of October. I cannot remember the name of him, but he does this. He did this whole like show on Food Network where he had to. It was called Dinner Impossible.
And Robert
Irvine.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really wanted to see him.
I've been mistaken for him in a restaurant.
Have you really? I don't think you guys look anything at all
alike. Neither do I, but yeah, somebody thought I was Robert Irvine.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm flattered, but no.
Yeah.
See, and you were saying I wasn't giving you ammunition before the show started.
I'm backing off. I'm not saying anything, Bob.
But no, he does a lot of shows. I think he's got one on now called Kitchen Impossible, where he helps redesign failing restaurants.
Yes.
That's kind of a cool show. Yeah, he'd be interesting. And Buddy Valestro, the cake boss, has been there, I think, for the last several years. And I think he comes every year. And I know he takes his family and they go on vacation. And his event, I think, sold out within a matter of just a couple of hours.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, it wasn't expensive to go see him.
No. I want to say it was like $12 a person, maybe even a little less. And I heard he made like the best tiramisu for everybody there, too, who had tickets.
A lot of the other, a lot of the events that were, free that people could go and, you didn't have to get a prepaid ticket. I mean, they had lines. People were sitting in line for over an hour to sit down and like do wine tastings and things like that. So kind of gives you an idea of what to prepare for if you do want to try and get into one of those, unticketed events. You have to kind of like sitting and waiting for one of the parades or the fireworks or something like that.
Are most of those over at the Wonder of Life Pavilion where those are taking place?
Yes, yeah, Wonder of Life. It's a nice setup for it because you know the building is circular, so it's kind of like you can walk around, do some shopping. They have a ton of wines for sale, and which I was kind of bummed that we couldn't. Pennsylvania has such funky liquor laws. We can't ship anything back, and we didn't check any bags. So I could only look. I couldn't purchase. But it was a nice setup. It was really neat. And I would suggest anybody that's going to definitely stop there first because, you get your passport to the marketplace passport to go and like check off what you've eaten. And, you kind of get an idea of like the lay of the land.
Good idea. And the passport is free, is it not?
The little passport that you get? Yeah, that's free.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's free. And they had some other like little handout things too. They had like recipe cards from The Chew, that new show with Mario Batali and Chef Simon. I don't know if you guys have seen that. Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. It was really neat. And I really want to do it again when the kids are a little bit older and we can bring them with us. So,
oh, was this like a grown-up trip with just you and your husband?
Oh, yeah. Chris, this is my inspiration trip.
Oh, thank you. I live to inspire.
It was. We left the kids. We did not tell the 3-year-old that we were going to Disney, although we think he figured it out because he told my mother-in-law. He was drawing a picture, and it was a map of Disney World. And he said, no one can go except my friends Andy and Melanie. And I was like, oh, good. We're in trouble. I know I'm going to get it when I get home.
That's too funny.
Oh, boy.
So, but yeah, it was a grown-up trip. And it was a good grown-up trip because they never would have lasted going around and, tasting food and wine.
Oh, you know what I tell my children? I tell them I'm going to a museum full of socks and homework.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't think the 9-year-old believes it anymore, but he used to.
I'll have to try that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But we just told him we were going to go eat and drink wine and we'd be home on Sunday.
We'll see you in a couple days.
Yeah, you could try that honest approach too,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he knows he's going.
It's a new concept for Chris.
Yeah. Mommy's going to a homework museum. It's going to be great.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Math, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many more booths and so many different food options that you just don't have normally on a normal trip to Disney. It is a true event out there. It's not just, one of those things, I don't know, where they say they're doing something special just to promote something. It's, it's built up.
Right, yeah.
If that makes sense.
And there really is a lot to do. I mean, there's tons of booths, and they do change slightly from year to year. And they have all those, special events, the party for the senses, the HGTV, demonstrations, the wine tastings that you can do.
We do book signings.
Yeah, they have the Eat to the Beat concert series. So
oh, right, yeah.
You'll see performers every, during the week and on the weekends there.
John Cicada was there when we were there.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I remember him.
Yeah. Well, and my husband was like, who's that? I don't know who he is. I'm like, yes, you do.
So you do.
That sing song.
It was funny. I had one of the grad nights that I did when I was working there. He was singing on stage, and he was just so hot back then, and so not hot like physically, but hot like popular hot.
Right.
Yeah. But everyone was like, oh, we got to go see him. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Popular guy.
Yeah. And they had one of the singers from Supertramp, which I don't really know Supertramp, but my husband got very excited. I was like, we're not going. I don't know.
I used to like them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they do have, you know, performers like that. So every year they seem to have some of the same ones. Starship, starring Mickey Thomas, is usually cool. Always there. Boys to Men is usually there. Yeah. There are a couple of new names this year. Taylor Dane, I think, was there when we were there. She's new. John Cicada, I think, is normally there.
Richard Marx, I think, is going to be there.
Yeah, he was there a couple of years ago.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy,
Voodoo Daddy,
I think.
Yep, they've been a regular for the last few years. Air Supply is new this year. I think that's going to be a big show, too.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I like Air Supply.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like Air Supply, mm-hmm. Chris?
Yeah, they're great. I love them. I'm listening to them right now.
Well, I mean, definitely October, you know, and early November. I mean, great time of year to hit up Disney. And if you've never done the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot, it's totally worth doing. And I think, you know, both of these shows have kind of given a good overview of that, and given an idea of for people what to expect.
Okay, more Food and Wine. That's going to wrap it up for this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.